Well, I was driving home this afternoon. I had a guy right in front of me just run a red light. And when we saw it coming, the yellow was on, then it turned red, and he just decided to go straight on through. That can be pretty dangerous when you're driving. It can also be pretty dangerous when it comes to a relationship. So if you see a red light or maybe a red flag or a stop sign or something that's at least causing you to slow down before you get married, how have you handled it? Boy, we'd love to have you join in on the discussion today. Today is one of our best of from Intentional Living, but our phone lines are open live for you to leave your comment on this topic. And boy, I'd love to hear from you at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. I know in my work and counseling with young couples and even older couples over the years, sometimes we're so engrossed in, quote, love and the emotions associated with love before marriage that we sort of negate or lessen some of the red flags or red lights that we see in the relationship. And today we'd love to have you participate, as I mentioned, sharing your story, sharing your comments, sharing your warnings on our comment line as we have calls already to go. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's get started with Tiffany. She had some red flags, got a question for me. What would you say to her to answer this question?
I'm not married yet, but my boyfriend and I talk about heading that direction. And in the beginning, I found out that he was replying to texts from his ex-girlfriend and broke my trust, obviously, because he knew how I felt about him communicating with her. And I know it was a mistake. I do feel that he just didn't know how to handle it. I guess I've just been kind of battling with that. I feel sometimes that I have passed it and then something will bring it back up. And I guess I just kind of want to know, how do I deal with it? How do I make that go away completely forever? And like, what can I do to be intentional on fixing what I need to fix within myself?
All right. Thank you. When Tiffany called, I went on to talk to her. I'll share some of my thoughts that I shared with her. But I would ask you, as a teaching moment here today, what would you say to the Tiffanys of the world when you have a yellow flag, red flag, whatever, before marriage? When you're dating, you're preparing for marriage, how do you handle that? Maybe you went through that and you had to make some decisions. And like she said at the end there, maybe it's in me. Sometimes it's just me. We can overreact, but we are who we are. And when we get into a relationship, we're going to bring ourselves into that marriage. I do know this, whatever is a yellow flag before marriage can easily become a red flag after marriage if you don't deal with it. And I'd just like to know from some of you today, let's help some people who are listening about being very intentional when you have some of these yellow flags around trust or other issues before you get married, like Tiffany was facing. 888-888-1717 is my number. It is open and directed right here into the studio. And Stephen will take your call. We'll get you on the line quickly. 888-888-1717 is the number. By the way, on my website at Intentional Living, we have what we call intentionals, the top 10 list on topics. And one of the topics has to do with questions I should ask before I get married. 10 things I better know before I get married. Maybe I shouldn't get married at all. Because ultimately, you want to make the right decision for yourself, for that person that you say you love. And if you don't deal with some of these things beforehand, they can become problems afterwards. And one of the points, number two on that list, by the way, is if you are easily offended. Now, I don't know if that's true for Tiffany. She's wrestling with an issue. I mean, at what point are we easily offended or carrying grudges or maybe unwilling to forgive? I didn't hear that in her heart or her voice. And again, I don't know how Tiffany decided direction, but what would you say to the Tiffanys of the world who are listening today? 888-888-1717 is the number. Also, I'll go through this list with you, the top 10 reasons not to get married. Sounds like a really negative topic, doesn't it? Reasons not to get married. But I'd rather share those with you now because here's the deal. When I give you this list of the top 10, all of us are going to have something on that list. We're going to say, well, that's me. We're in a fallen world. So it may not mean just because you have that issue, you shouldn't get married. But it does mean this. If you have that issue, you better deal with it before you do get married. In other words, a great premarital counseling checklist, pastors, would be the checklist I'm going to give you here in a few minutes to go through this top 10 list of reasons not to get married and cross them off and say, yeah, I'm struggling with number 3 or number 6, but I'm going to deal with those. And we know up front going into the marriage that this is an issue that I got to deal with. All right, phone lines open. What do you think? What do you say to someone before they get married if they have some red flags or yellow flags like Tiffany? Did you miss Tiffany? Let me share it again with you. 888-888-1717.
I'm not married yet, but my boyfriend and I talk about heading that direction. And in the beginning, I found out that he was replying to texts from his ex-girlfriend and broke my trust, obviously, because he knew how I felt about him communicating with her. And I know it was a mistake. I do feel that he just didn't know how to handle it. I guess I've just been kind of battling with that. I feel sometimes that I have passed it and then something will bring it back up. And I guess I just kind of want to know, how do I deal with it? How do I make that go away completely forever? And like, what can I do to be intentional on fixing what I need to fix within myself?
888-888-1717. Back with your comments. This is Intentional Living.
Chances are, after the last year or so, you're ready to get away. So why not get way away to Alaska? Take off on a 7-day cruise that will be life-changing. Get close to the beauty of God's creation and learn how you can live intentionally in Christ. Join Dr. Randy Carlson for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure, the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise, June 12th through the 19th, 2022. Go to theintentionallife.com.
And, you know, we've put together a great week for you. Not only myself, but my wife Donna is going to be joining me. We're looking forward to meeting you. We're going to be having dinner together as a group and collectively together in our own space for time of worship and praise. Big Daddy Weave, Mike Weaver, is going to be joining us. He and his wife, Candace, he's going to be doing some teaching. He's going to be leading us in a concert and then leading us in worship as well. And our ministry president, Evan Carlson, his wife, Kelly, will be joining us, and he's going to be sharing as well during the week. We got a full week planned, plus lots of beautiful stops where you can get off and enjoy the scenery. Lots of time to enjoy all that God has created on the Inner Passage and the glaciers and all the way along on this Alaska cruise from Intentional Living, June 12 through 19. If you don't have your cabin reserved, you need to do it today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com to get that cabin reserved. So you can join us coming up June 12 through 19. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to breathing some fresh air, cool air, and being together after all of this time we've been locked down, spending time together. Looking forward to having you be a part of it. If you haven't gotten your cabin, do it today. We'd love to have you be a part of it. Again, all you need to do to get information on the cruise is go to theintentionallife.com and you'll see the events listed there for you.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
If you just joined us, we're talking about before you get married, if there's a lack of trust or if there's some red flags or yellow flags, question marks, how should you handle it? Now, I don't believe you necessarily need to bail out of not getting married because you have some issues. Issues are a part of life. We have to learn to deal with issues. But if you go into marriage, like someone says, go into marriage with your eyes wide open. And after you get married, you get them half closed, right? I mean, there's some truth to that little saying. So often we enter marriage with our eyes half closed and then they're fully open afterward. Wrong direction. And in our top 10 list of intentionals on what people need to know before they get married to ask the question, number one, here it is. Are you willing to put the needs of another person above your own? See, people who are unwilling to put the needs of another person above their own, if the focus is on themselves, that's certainly a big red flag before you get married. Number two on the list, if you are easily offended, if you carry grudges, or if you're unwilling to forgive, that's a reason really not to get married or certainly deal with those issues before you do. If you marry a person who is easily offended, like walking on eggshells, that gets very tiring after a few minutes, let alone a lifetime. Or if you're a person, when you get married and you carry grudges, you're easily offended and then carry those grudges, it'll become a weight around your neck that will drag you down. That's why ultimately we need to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us. Number three on my list of the top 10, hey, listen, don't get married if you are an abusive person, mentally, emotionally, or physically. And sometimes we need to understand that we can cover that up, but after we get into a marriage, the things that we say, we become very controlling, very domineering. We can do things that people find abusive emotionally and mentally. Obviously, physical abuse is totally inappropriate and is not acceptable in any relationship, certainly not in marriage. But it can be more subtle in marriage, and it's something to deal with. By the way, those are things that can be dealt with, but boy, they got to be dealt with, and make sure your eyes are wide open. All right, there's three on the top 10 list. We'll get to more. I'd love to have you join in. Your thoughts on this topic today, trust before you get married, issues before you get married that need to be dealt with. 888-888-1717 is the number. Speaking of trust and marriage, many of you have been leaving comments on our comment line from a call that we had several weeks ago. Renee from Missouri, who was concerned about her husband after he married her husband and how flirtatious he was. And you wanted to respond to it. Here's what Renee's question was in a couple of your comments before we get back to today.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Randy. My husband, ever since we got married, he has a extremely flirtatiousness about him to where he looks at other women very sensually. And in turn, they do that back. And he's been doing it ever since a year after we got married. And he is very, at one point he gets angry at me and says he doesn't do that. And I've witnessed it many, many, many times. And so it hurts terribly. And so we've had 32 years of marriage and I'm just struggling very badly.
Boy, a lot of you responded. Let me share a couple of the comments before we get to our live calls here. This was a comment from Ruben in Oklahoma for you, Renee.
My comment today is not for the young lady, but for the gentleman, if you will. I, too, was a man who was flirtatious inside of his marriages, thinking that I wasn't ever harming anybody, thinking that it never would harm my wife and that she needed to get over it and understand what I was doing. That I had no intention of going anywhere, if only that would have been true. And the enemy took my marriage. I allowed it to happen through my own shortcomings. So to the gentleman and to all the men, I pray, gentlemen, that you will wise up and realize that God has blessed you with a tremendous wife, a flower that you are called to help to blossom inside of the Lord. I wish you all the best. I'm sorry for what's going on in your life, young lady, and I pray that God will open the doors of wisdom unto your husband.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ruben. Holly had a comment for you too, Renee, from California.
Regarding the woman that has difficulty with her husband flirting after 30 years, I think that, first of all, her feelings are valid, and they need to be acknowledged, and we live in a society where everything now is acceptable. And I just want her to know that her feelings are what are acceptable. And her husband really needs to step up and acknowledge that this is hurting her on some level. And him acknowledging that is really what separates the boys from the men. And I'm in California, so we have a completely different culture here that is unique. And we have a culture where most people like myself are single because the ones that maintain their standards of living, we would rather not date than subject ourselves to that type of emotional turmoil that is so unnecessary, and it is still therefore unacceptable. If a woman feels that it's hurting her on some level, he needs to really take a look at his character defects.
All right. Some comments from a past caller. Today, we're addressing Tiffany, who I talked to a little bit ago, and she called with a question about should she get married. She didn't want to face these kind of issues later, right? And you've been calling. Let me just share that again with you, and then we'll go to our live calls.
I'm not married yet, but my boyfriend and I talk about heading that direction. And in the beginning, I found out that he was replying to texts from his ex-girlfriend and broke my trust, obviously, because he knew how I felt about him communicating with her. And I know it was a mistake. I do feel that he just didn't know how to handle it. I guess I've just been kind of battling with that. I feel sometimes that I have passed it and then something will bring it back up. And I guess I just kind of want to know, how do I deal with it? How do I make that go away completely forever? And, like, what can I do to be intentional on fixing what I need to fix within myself?
All right, what do you think? If you're a mom and dad, what would you say to your daughter, Tiffany? 888-1717. Dottie, live from Texas. Dottie, what do you think? What would you say to the Tiffany's listening today?
Well, I think definitely that, you know, premarital counseling is so important, just to work out some of the, you know, differences and make sure you know where your boundaries are, and your spouse, you know, future mm-hmm. spouse knows where your boundaries are as well. And to show them, you know, how, you know, like the other lady was saying on another issue, you need to feel validated. They need to know that this really was hurtful to you, and that it's not to be tolerated in the future. I don't think marriage is, you know, out the window, but some premarital counseling for anybody, yeah. I would recommend, just because, you know, why not set those boundaries in place and know someone better before you marry them?
Now, it says here you've been married 23 years. Did you and your husband have premarital counseling?
No, we didn't. And, you know, if I could go back, that would just definitely be a... you know, but, you know, there would be no negotiation about that. I would just yeah. definitely, you know, just, I think it was helpful that we did have a, we did join the church, you know, and we were really serious about, you know, we were just in the church and had people around us mm-hmm. supporting us. So we have sought out counseling when there's been,
When issues come up. You know, now, did you have, though, Dottie, yeah. when you were dating before you got married, when you look back now, were there some things that would have been helpful you could have gotten a little deeper in talking through before you got married?
Sure, yes. I mean, you know, when you're all in love and the feelings are so, you know, high at that point when you're dating and you're excited and, you know, you're not thinking, oh my gosh, do we have the same values when it comes to parenting our children? You know, are we mm-hmm. going to agree on, you know, the things like that, that, you know, you just don't think about yeah. it when you're just, you know, those emotions are so high when you're first dating and all the excitement yeah. that comes along
well,
with
exactly.
that.
And I think what happens is that we get caught up in the emotion and we end up not with premarital counseling, we get wedding counseling, which is different for sure. Dottie, thank you for your call from Texas. You know, I have a top 10 list. These would be great questions to really ask yourself before you get married. And if you're a pastor or you're a counselor working with people, maybe these are some things you can ask. I gave you the top three, and let me continue. Are you unwilling to commit? Come on now. If you're not a person that's willing to commit, make a commitment and stick with it, then you really should be careful about making a commitment to get married. This month, my monthly teaching is being a promise maker. This is a huge promise make being made. And if you or the person you're going to marry are unwilling to be the type of people to really commit, that's a difficult spot. Number five on my list is, if you have any unresolved addiction problems, gambling, sex, pornography, work, whatever it may be, get those things resolved. Really be clear about how addiction, and we know how that can impact marriages. Some of you listening, you know exactly what that's done to you personally in your life. Not that God doesn't overcome, and not that you can't be healed, because you can. And God, if you're in this now and you're married, deal with it. But if you're not married and you're looking to get married, this is a big issue. Number six, your career is the most important thing in your life. If that's true, and you better be in agreement, because if you and your spouse are on different pages when it comes to the priority of your marriage relationship, it's going to create a problem. Number seven, do you share the same beliefs, values, life priorities, or vision? That's a whole hour right there, teaching by itself. If you're not on the same page, the Bible calls it being unequally yoked together. If you don't share the same beliefs, the basic beliefs about life, about God, about the purpose of being alive today as a human being, who are we, who is God, What do we believe about money? What do we believe about kids, family? What about our values? What do we value? What's most important in our life? What are our priorities? What is our vision for the future? If you don't share the same beliefs, values, life priorities, and vision, hormones alone won't get it done. It's not going to be enough to sustain you over the long time or over the long course. All right. Hey, listen, let's take a quick break. We'll be back, right? Take a quick break. We'll be back. Got more calls. You're welcome to join in. We're talking about, I guess it's kind of gravitated into, what do you say before you get married if you have some red flags? That's what Tiffany had called about and asked about. I don't know what she's deciding or what she decided, but what would you say? 888-888-1717. I would challenge us as a family, a team, and those of you who are part of the Intentional Living community, to take on a 30-day challenge for these next 30 days to read Scripture. Now, maybe you're already doing that every day. That's good. It's fantastic. Maybe for some of us, we're not a regular in our life, but for 30 days to say, I'm going to read Scripture every day. And then number two, to really ask the question, how does the passage that I'm reading impact both the moments of my life, what I'm facing right now, and what I will face tomorrow? In the miles. God's Word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. The message this month has been on the topic of allowing God's Word to speak to the moments of our life, right? What's in front of us today, the issues in your marriage, the issues with your finances, the fears, the worries, the troubles that you're facing in your life, plus the miles, where you're headed, the direction. When those two come together and we understand God's Word about both, it can be transformational. That entire lesson has been sent to our members and to new members already during March. And this is kind of last call here near the end of the month to join us in support. I just want to say thank you for catching the vision. We're reaching people for Christ together. Lives are being changed. Marriages are being saved. And we're seeing testimonies of lives radically altered as a result of choosing to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it in the lives of men and women and families and kids. Thank you for making it possible. And it's sort of a last call as well. We've been making available our best-selling book on marriage, From Intentional Living, Starved for Affection, a book that I wrote for couples to understand affection, love, and respect. And we're making that available. It's going to everyone who joins us as a new member. We thank you for doing that. God bless you. We really appreciate it. And we need your help, frankly. We've been a little bit behind this month, and we need to close out strong. So go to theintentionallife.com. So much so, when we think about testimonies, take a listen to Rainbow.
Hi, yes, this is Rainbow down in Tucson, Arizona. And the next great thing I'm doing for my family at home is I no longer complain about my husband. I took a 30-day challenge to not say one negative thing about my husband. And with that, I have found nothing but joy and have found myself not complaining about anything. It has definitely made my family better, stronger, and we've never been more happy. Thank you for intentional living. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rainbow. God bless you. Hey, Sandy wants to weigh in on this from Georgia, on this topic of issues maybe you missed before marriage, be concerned about. Sandy, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
My advice is not to get married until the red flag is green.
Mm.
My husband and I were married 43 years. He passed away 3 years ago. And before he died, I did forgive him. And he was in comatose state, and I looked at him, and he had a tear in his eye. So I know he heard me. But don't do 43 years before you forgive someone.
It says here, love, there was unfaithfulness during those times, those years, Sandy?
Yes. Yeah. No, he was unfaithful to me.
Yeah, right.
And I just tolerated it. And it makes life very difficult for everybody. And it's really not worth it.
Well, Sandy, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your many losses. Yeah, the marriage and the years that Satan took advantage of your husband, and the impact it's had on you. And how are you doing today, Sandy?
I'm really doing pretty good. I know before he died, he was saved.
Yeah.
So I know I'll see him again. And he'll be a different person.
Sandy, thank you for pulling back the screen, letting us see a little bit of your life. And I hope that's a warning. Listen, if you're thinking of getting married, and in your own life you know that's going to be hard for you, I just said it, you're unwilling to commit, you're unwilling to be faithful, don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to the person you're going to marry. If that's an issue in your life, deal with it. Now, if you're married, we know, I mean, you hear me teach, if there's unfaithfulness that has to be brought out on the table, it's got to be dealt with. It's not God's intention. Well, you know, there's a list of some other things on my top 10 list. Can we get this posted? Well, you can just go to the website. Just go to the website. If you want to see the top 10 list of issues that would be great premarital questions for your son or daughter or grandson or daughter or someone you know getting married, say, hey, just for what it's worth, take a look at this list of things of why not to get married. Not that I'm discouraging you from getting married, but take a look. Take a look. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Again, go to theintentionallife.com.
My name is Maria, and I was listening to today's program about one word. My word for this year is trust, and I had done this last year. My word for last year was forgiveness, and somehow those two words really coincide together and have changed my life. Have a blessed day. Thanks for the program.
You're welcome, and thank you for praying for us and for being a listener. You know, just that one show that we did on the topic of one word for one year has made a difference in people's lives. You've heard about it there with Maria. We've had so many people who have said, hey, I get it. Hey, that's great. Setting up a word in their life to follow during the year to help guide them and strengthen them in their walk with Christ. Every day, bringing fresh, new ideas and thoughts and things that'll encourage you on your journey to help motivate you as you live your life intentionally in Christ. And again, I want to say thanks to our members who support us. And your support here at the end of March is so appreciated. To find out how you can join in and be a part of this journey, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. I just want to say on behalf of Stephen Davis, the producer here at Intentional Living, myself, my wife, and the rest of the team, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for standing with us. And again, today, I hope we've helped some young couples. Those of you thinking of getting married, we've given you some things to think about to encourage you to be intentional in making that decision. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.